This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I bet you thought that mommy would be upset that you got pregnant. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. I'll say that because what we're going to do is you're going to abort the baby. Now, before you argue back with me, let's talk about the facts, okay, baby? You're 12 years old. You were raped, and by multiple men. So we have no idea who the father is. And plus, the men that raped you, they're all pedophile rapists. Okay, so there's no need at all for you to keep this baby. You've got a little fetus, a parasite growing inside of you. And I know that even at 12 years old, your motherly instincts are probably turning on. You're envisioning yourself being a new mommy. How sweet and exciting that can be. You know, little girls play with baby dolls for their whole childhood, taking care of little babies, giving them fake bottles. But listen, honey, you don't want a baby. They scream, they cry, you have to change their diapers. And honestly, for you, if you push a baby out of you, it's going to be a physical reminder that you were raped. Every time you look down at that baby, you're going to remember that traumatic experience where all those men pinned you down and beat you and raped you and tore open your little cunny. And so I'm just looking out for you. I really am. You know, I almost aborted you, honey. I did. And you know I love you. I love you with all my heart. But at the time, I wanted to push myself down some stairs. I wanted to punch my belly until you just died in there from blunt force trauma or something. I wanted to find someone to stick a coat hanger up my cervix and just impale your growing little body. But I didn't. I didn't, and it's fine. I'm glad I had you. I really am. But mommy's had lots of abortions, though. After you. Before you, you were just one that I just had to have. But it's not about me right now. It's about you. You and your little oven right there. Your little womb. And you've got that parasite growing. And it's going to start taking so much from you. But I want you to know, big girls like mommy, we take back the control. We can abort that little thing growing inside of you. It's like an alien. And it's not life, honey. It's not life. You're alive. And there's tons of people out there that'll say, you know, girls and women that get abortions are baby murderers. I say fuck them. Sure, we might be murdering a future baby, But it's just a promise of life inside of there. And what we can do is we can go see a special doctor, a doctor that won't ask any questions, that'll scrape those growing cells right out of you. Or he might just give you a pill to take, and that pill is going to slowly kill off that growing fetus inside of you until it bleeds out of your little cunny. But either way, that fetus will bleed right out of you and go away, be wiped out of existence, aborted, not giving the chance of life. And I know you might be saying, well, mommy, that's your future grandchild in there. No, it's not. It's not. I don't want a little rape baby. I don't want to call a rape baby my grandchild. Let me see that belly. Lift up that shirt. Good girl. Honey, I do not want to see your rapist sperm growing inside of this little belly. We need to get rid of it. We really do. I think it's a miracle that you were bred, that a man's sperm got forced inside your little 12-year-old egg. And decided to implant and fertilize. But we're going to have a doctor reverse all of that. Wipe that little life away. And you know what? Spread your legs, baby. Yeah, spread your legs. Mommy's going to reach down inside of you. I just thought that, you know, I've never felt the inside of a pregnant pussy, and even a 12-year-old pregnant pussy. I'm curious. I'm curious if I can feel your womb. See if it feels different. If I can feel that little knot, that little cluster of miracle of growing cells inside of you. Just lay down. Lay down and relax, okay? It's actually good practice for when we go to the doctor, because that doctor is going to put you in stirrups, open you up, and do whatever he needs to do. So let mommy just do her own little physical, if you will. All right, here we go. Put my fingers inside. I know, baby, I know. The last time something was inside of here, you were raped by those big rapist cocks. But don't worry, it's just mommy's soft fingers. There we go. There we go. Very tight, baby. Very, very tight. I'm going to reach all the way in the back where your little cervix is. We're right behind that little tiny hole is a growing seed of life that we're going to get wiped away, aborted. That little baby that's growing inside of you is going to be medical trash, thrown away and discarded, its life stolen, just because we can, just because we know what's best. We have the choice as women, and we are not choosing life. Mm-mm. And I know that's hard to take, baby. I know it's hard to take. Even at your age, you've heard so many people say such negative things about abortion, but fuck them. Fuck them. The doctor, he's going to open this little hole up. I know that's sensitive. I know it hurts. But he's just going to scrape those cells out of there. And you know, mommy, I know it's weird, but I kind of want to see it. I want to see the disposed, discarded, biohazard, my unborn grandchild. I wonder if it's a granddaughter or a grandson in there. What are you, little baby, in there? What are you? Are you a girl or a boy? And you see, baby, we can't even tell. No doctor would be able to tell you if it's a boy or a girl. That's why we just get rid of it now. We take away its will to live. And it's okay, little grandbaby in there. It's okay. Grandmother, I would love you if I would let my daughter give birth to you. I would love you so much. But you would also just be a physical reminder that my baby girl was raped. We're not ready. We're not ready for any grandbabies or for my daughter to have a son or a daughter. She's not ready. So we're just going to have you killed off. And honestly, we're not killing you. We're just keeping you from having life. I know. I just want you to hear Grandma's voice before I take my sweet daughter to the doctor's office tomorrow. And I want you to know that everything will be okay. Oh, I know, honey. I know. I know I'm not giving you any choice, but I've already gotten the doctor. He's going to come here tomorrow to our home and perform this abortion on you. I mean, I'm still your mother. You're still a minor. You're only 12 years old, baby. This is ultimately my decision, and I'm trying to make this easier for you. Oh, don't cry, sweetie. Don't cry. Just know. No, you don't want a rape baby. You don't. I tell you what, I have an idea, okay? Because I can see you're very upset. You have it in your mind that you're ready to be a mommy. But I think that mommy can make this a little better. I think that mommy can finger fuck you and make you come so you can help associate the idea of abortion with something pleasurable, okay? No, don't worry. Mommy knows what she's doing, and just maybe your mommy might be a little aggressive and hopes that I can just, I don't know, encourage you to have a miscarriage, give you an abortion myself. But more than anything, I promise I'm just going to make you feel good. I'm going to make you have an orgasm. Like I bet those men didn't allow you to have an orgasm. I'm sure you were in too much pain. Let mommy take care of it. That's a good girl. Just lay back. Lay back and let mommy finger fuck your impregnated 12-year-old pussy. Just like that. There we go. Yes, and tomorrow it's not going to be as pleasurable. When that doctor puts a thing inside of you to make your hole just wide open so he can see what he's doing, so we can see that cervix before he scrapes all those cells out, that unborn, aborted fetus. No, but so mommy's going to make this feel good. Yes, I am. And you're going to come. You're going to come. I don't know if you know what that means, but you're going to have an orgasm. Yes, you're going to orgasm and your baby will feel it inside when you make this little 12-year-old pussy spasm and throb. The baby's going to feel that. I always thought that was so sexy when you were in my belly. Whenever I made myself come, I thought that maybe you could feel your mommy coming. You could feel your mommy's pussy contracting, convulsing, spasming around you. I bet you did feel that. So you can kind of feel like when mommy makes you come, when I make you orgasm, making your little preteen cunt squeeze your unborn baby, giving him one last hug. One last hug before tomorrow, when we get him scraped out of there, when he's nothing but a puddle of fucking goo scraped out by some doctor. And honey, if you like being fucked, if you like being raped like mommy's finger raping you right now, you always have abortion to lean back on. You can get fucked and raped as much as you want, letting those men fuck you raw, letting them come in your fertile little pussy, and you can have as many abortions as you want, because it doesn't matter. That's not a real person inside of you. It's not even alive yet. It can't live without your womb protecting it and nourishing it. So fuck it. Let it come out. Let it get killed off by some chemical or by the doctor sucking that thing out or by mommy just punching it over and over and over again. I mean, that's not a bad idea. Keeping you pregnant, and I'll just do this every fucking day, fisting you. I don't know if I can fist your little 12-year-old pussy, but I can try. But I can definitely just get my long fingers in there and just fucking pound that cervix over and over, making it a dumb little abused fetus until it's nothing. Until it's nothing, and you just have to fucking let it come out. Come out, because it's dead cells. A fucking parasite is what it is, baby. It's a parasite inside of you and needs to come out. You don't love it. Trust me. I gave birth to you. I loved you when I saw you for the first time. You don't see this little baby growing inside of you. You don't need it. You won't love it. You will never love it until it comes out of you. And I'm not going to allow it to come out of you unless it's an aborted fucking fetus. It's not even cute, baby. It's not even a cute little baby inside of you. It looks like an insect, an alien, and it needs to be killed inside of you. It needs to be ripped from your fertile little womb. I know this is hard, baby. I know. I see the tears coming from your face. But mommy knows best. So let mommy make you come. Come on, baby. Let mommy make you come. It'll make you feel better. And if you're going to live underneath my roof, we don't choose life here. We never choose life. Especially when that sperm has been raped inside of you. You don't want to give birth to a product of rape. That is just a visual reminder of that pedo rapist. So you're going to get an abortion because mommy said so. You understand me? And then you're going to make this little cunt, you're going to make it come. So that way it just feels better. It feels better. I promise you're going to be so thankful that mommy is encouraging you to abort this fetus. It has no rights. It has no life, baby. It's just rapist sperm eating its way into your womb. You don't want that, do you? No, so we're going to scrape it out. We're going to scrape it out from that doctor. He's going to give you a pill, and it's just going to fucking kill that thing. It'll no longer be alive inside of you. It doesn't even have life right now, baby. And mommy's doing this because I love you. I love you, and this is the best thing. And you, you little parasite, whether you're a boy or a girl, you could have been loved, but we're not going to love you. No, we're going to put an end to you. You're going to feel it too. You're going to feel it tomorrow whenever that doctor opens her up, opens up this little fucking hole right here, the cervix, and then takes a tool and scrapes you right out. And you become trash, discarded, no longer a fetus, just fucking trash. Grandma doesn't want you, and I'm making sure mommy doesn't want you either. No one wants you to come into this life. So we're going to take it away, and you're going to be practically flushed down the fucking toilet. Maybe that doctor will do that tomorrow. Just flush you down the toilet. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. You can come for mommy. I know you can. I know you can. I bet you came when you were being raped. I bet it's part of you thought it felt good. And I know you like mommy's fingers inside of you, inside this pregnant preteen cunt. Make this pregnant cunt come. Come for mommy now. Yes, as I punch that cervix with my fingertips, punching that stupid little fucking fetus inside of you. It's not a boy. It's not a girl. It's not a he or she. It's an it. It is a parasite right now, sucking all the life out of you, and it's going to die. It's going to fucking die, and it's not even enough to have a funeral, baby. There will be no funeral because it's not real life. It's just seed and sperm growing inside of you, and don't you forget it's rapist seed growing inside of you. So come on, does mommy need to rub this little clit? Huh, do I need to rub this clit to make you come? Yeah, you're going to come. You're going to come, and you're going to squeeze that fetus inside of you. It's going to feel you coming. It's going to feel the hatred that I have for that little thing inside of you. And I promise you're going to feel the same way. You'll promise me one day, baby. You'll promise me because you'd never love this child, what it could become. You'd never love it. So come on. Come for mommy. Come for mommy now. You can do it. There we go. Come on. I can feel you tightening. I can feel you swelling up. Swell up some more and let it out, baby. Let it out for that dead fetus inside of you. It's already dead. It's got a fate of dying, a fate of us ruining its little life, throwing it away. It's a fucking fetus. It's a thing. Come on, baby. There you go. Come on. Come for mommy. Come on. There you go. Yes. Yes. Come on, baby. Yes. You'll be thankful for this after you have that abortion tomorrow. You're going to be sore because that doctor is going to rip it right out of you. You'll be sore, but it'll be all worth it. It'll be all worth it. Mommy's just letting you feel good right now. Yes, there you go. There you go. Squeeze and spasm around that fucking fetus. Yeah, we don't choose life for you. Mm-mm, we don't choose life for you, you little fucking rape seed. That's what you are, a seed of rape. And she's coming around you. I hope I'm hurting you. I hope I'm hurting you, you little fucking fetus, you dumb piece of biological trash. Yes, there you go, baby. Yes, let it all out. That's a good girl. That's a very good girl. And after tomorrow, you'll be a 12-year-old girl again. Yeah, no longer a preteen pregnant slut, baby. That's the thing, people call you a slut. You're not a slut, are you? No, baby. Oh my gosh, you're so good. You did so well. I know mommy got rough. But I guess I'm just trying to make sure that, I don't know, maybe I can help. Maybe I can help kill that little fetus inside of you so the doctor doesn't have to do that much. Good girl. Good girl. Yes. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Mommy has had, baby, you have had so many brothers and sisters that mommy has got scraped right out of her. You have. You probably should have a whole football team of siblings. But mommy believes in abortion. I do. I believe abortion is the right thing to do. I mean, sometimes it's not our fault, especially if you get raped. Those men forced you to become pregnant, and it's our right to take that away, to take the life away, because we didn't ask for that. Yeah, so don't worry. Don't worry. I've been through plenty of abortions, and it just feels uncomfortable. That's it. That's it. Now imagine you pushing something the size of a cantaloupe out of that little hole. I promise it doesn't compare, because when I pushed you out, oh my gosh, baby. It's not worth it. Abortion is so much easier to do. So I hope you learned a lesson today, that for the rest of your life, you will always choose abortion, okay? Because you don't want, I mean, that baby's going to suck everything out of you. Everything. Suck all your energy. It's going to change your body. And then when the baby comes out, oh my God, it sucks all your time. You don't want that. No, baby. And honestly, I'm so glad I didn't abort you. I don't know. It's like you were supposed to be here. Like I was supposed to teach you this or something. It's all going to be okay. Mommy loves you. You just lay here and think about all the things that mommy talked about, okay?